Today's shiur is Daf Gimel in Masechta Pesachim. We're going to begin with the last words on Daf Beis on the Beis. Yesterday we had a discussion between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda when the Mishnah used the word Or Laba Oso. What does Or mean? Rav Yehuda said it meant night. Rav Huna said it meant day. And the Gemara proved that it meant night. The Gemara is going to bring some more proof to that point. Meisvei Mazutra. The halacha is like this. Midaraisa. And I emphasize that this is Midaraisa. We don't act this way. A woman who has a baby boy is tamei for 7 days, whether she bleeds or doesn't bleed. And for the next 33 days, she's tahor no matter what. If she has a girl, everything doubles. She's tamei for 14 days no matter what. And she's tahor for 66 days no matter what. After the 66 plus 14 days, is 80 days, she brings a carbon and she starts her cycle of her life again. If she were to miscarry after those 80 days and she would be considered a yoledes again, she has to bring carbonus again. If she miscarries during those 80 days, certainly the carbonus that she's going to bring at the end of the 80 days will cover both births. The question that there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we're going to learn right now is if she has a miscarriage on the night between 80 and 81, would that be mechayiv for a new carbon, or is the carbon that she's already mechayiv going to cover that? Hamapelis or l'shmoyin ve'echad. A woman who has a miscarriage in the night between the 80th and the 81st day, b'shamayim parchim carbon. B'shamayim said the carbon that she's ready mechuyev will take care of this new obligation. Beis Hillel mechayiv and Beis Hillel say they have a new obligation. On b'shamayim, Beis Hillel tell b'shamayim, ma'ishna oshmoyin ve'echad b'yom shir ve'echad. Why is there a difference between the night and the day? Im shiva lo l'tumah, just like Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, you agree that the night of the 81st day begins a new count for all other halachas, la yishvalei la carbon. Shouldn't it also begin a new count for new chiv and carbon? What's the point? Midakam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What's Beis Hillel telling to Beis Shammai? Ma'ishna or shmoyin ve'echad miyom shmoyin ve'echad. They're saying to him, why do you do the friendship between the night of the 81st day and the actual day? Shema minos, we see the or ortahus. We have a conclusive proof again that or means night. It's really not our sugya, just for a moment. What is the machloikas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? So Taisha says the machloikas really evolves around, if you learn from the extra word oy labas, that Taisha says Beis Shammai uses that to teach us that you're not mechuyev a new carbon if there's a miscarriage the night going into the 81st day, and Beis Hillel disagrees. Another way of explaining, the Gemara Masechet Krisa says, is that Beis Shammai says you can't be mechuyev a new carbon on the night of the 81st day because you can't bring carbonus by night anyway. Since you only can bring carbonus by day, the new count for carbonus only begins on the day of the 81st day. And Beis Hillel say, no, it's a technical difficulty that they can't bring a carbon at night, but the count starts from scratch on the night. There's an interesting Aruch L'Ner. He asked Kasha and Beis Shammai, if according to Beis Shammai, the vort is that we look at the time when you could bring a new carbon, asked Aruch L'Ner, according to Al-Gamar, what's going to be if the woman miscarried 81st day in the morning? There it seems that there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees that she has to bring a new carbon. But the halacha is, asked the Aruch Haner, that you're not allowed to bring any carbon until you bring the carbon Talmud Shel Shachar. So what will be if the zman that they bring the carbon Talmud Shel Shachar will be 8 in the morning, and she miscarriages at 7 in the morning? Would she have to bring a new carbon according to Beis Shammai? Yes. Why? You couldn't bring the other carbon. If you couldn't bring the carbon, you shouldn't be able to start a new count. So Aruch Haner has a very bechiddush. He says, yes, you can't bring any carbon before the carbon Talmud Shachar. That's the haktara, the burning on the Mizbeach. But a shechita of another carbon is permitted before the shechita of the carbon tam shel shachar. So why are you saying that you can't bring the carbon because you didn't bring the tam shel shachar? That doesn't prevent you from bringing the carbon. You can't be makter the carbon, but you could shech the carbon. Meisei, another question. We know that certain karbonas are eaten for one day and one night. What's an example? Carbon talida. Certain karbonas are eaten for 2 days and a night. Carbon shlomim. So I would think that a carbon that's eaten for 2 days should not only be the 2 days and the night in between, but also the night after. That means if I bring a carbon shlomim Monday, I would think that you should be allowed to eat it Monday night, Tuesday, and Tuesday night. If it didn't, and it makes sense to say that, many karbanos are eaten only for 1 day, as we said. Carbon shlomim can be eaten for 2 days. If a carbon toida were brought on Monday, when could it be eaten? Monday and Monday evening. Afkan, I would say that every night following a day that I'm allowed to eat the carbon, I should also be able to eat it the night after. Afkan laila achar hayoyim. So if I brought a carbon shlom on Monday, since I'm allowed to eat it on Monday and Tuesday, I should be allowed to eat it Tuesday night also. That day and the next day, teaches us the pasuk, it could only be eaten on the second day by day, Tuesday by day. It could no longer be eaten Tuesday night. So I would think, okay, if by Monday night I didn't finish the carbon shlomim, like any carbon that's left over, it becomes nicer and has to be burnt. And I would think it should be burnt immediately Tuesday night. V'dinu, and it makes sense to say that. Because v'achim necham l'yoyim v'lai l'echad, carbon toida, for example, is eaten for a day and a night, Monday and Monday night. V'shlom necham l'shnei yoyim v'lai l'echad. And the carbon shlom is saying, if it's brought on Monday, it will be eaten Monday, Monday night, and Tuesday. Ma'ala halan tekev l'achil esreifa, just like by the carbon toida, if you didn't eat it up, if you brought it on Monday, and you didn't eat it up by the time Monday night is over, Tuesday morning, right after this man, that you can no longer eat it, you have to burn it. Afkan, here too, I would say, take of lachila sreifa, immediately after the time I no longer can eat it, which means Tuesday night if I brought it Monday morning, because that's after the time I can no longer eat it, I should immediately burn it, not wait till Wednesday morning. Tamalai va nois mepsar hasevach b'yoyim eshlishi b'esh yisarif. B'yoyim at the sarfai, you only could burn it Wednesday morning. You have to sarfai b'layla. Now, first, let's get to the punchline of our Gemara. Midakam ye nachal or l'shlishi. It says you should be able to eat it the night going into the third day. So again, we see alma or urtahu. Or means night. Shema mina. Now, Tosfos asks, we had two psukim in this Gemara. One pasuk told us that carbon shlomim could be eaten 2 days and one night, and not the second night. And another pasuk tells us that you don't burn it at night, you burn it the next morning. Ask Tosfos, if I have the second pasuk that tells me that I don't burn it at night, I should only burn it in the morning, so I automatically know that you don't eat it at night. Because if I were allowed to eat it at night, there would be no shaila that I shouldn't burn it. If I need a pasuk to tell me don't burn it, what's the pasuk telling me? You're not allowed to eat it, but still don't burn it till tomorrow. So what, I need two psukim? The second pasuk should have been enough. Answers Tosfos, if I only had the second pasuk, I would say that the pasuk is teaching us that whenever you burn the nicer, it should be burnt by day. But it isn't telling us which day. The first pasuk is telling us that after the second day you can no longer eat it. Tashma, another proof. Arshi Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur at night, the eve of Yom Kippur, Mispal Sheva, you daven Shmoneh Esrei with seven brachas, and Misvada at the end of Shmoneh Esrei you say Vidui. Shachris Mispal Sheva Misvada. In the morning you say Shmoneh Esrei with seven brachas and you say Vidui. Musaf the same Mispal Sheva Misvada. Bemincha Mispal Sheva Misvada. Be'arvis Ma'ariv Matzah Yom Kippur. Mispal Shmoneh Esrei Shleimus. Mispal Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. You say Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. What does Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei mean? If you recall, when we learned Masechta Brachas, the Gemara taught us there's something called Havineinu. Havineinu is an abridged version of the Shmoneh Esrei. It takes the first three brachas and the last three brachas and a little of each of the middle brachas, and you have an abridged Shmoneh Esrei. So the Tanna Kamma holds that since Matzah Yom Kippur, you're tired, you're hungry, so we let you say the abridged Shmoneh Esrei. Rachanina ben Gimliel, I'm Shema Vaisov, Mispal Shmanesri Shlomis. You have to say a regular Shmanesri, Neshitzarch Lom Bavdol Bechanan Das. Matzo Yom Kippur, when you stab the Mayriv, you have to say Atochanatanu, and Atochanatanu is not part of Avineinu. Ask the Rabbeinu Yoina, make it part of Avineinu. So he answers a beautiful teretz. What does Avineinu mean? Avineinu is that we take every bracha and we just say a little summary of every bracha. So what do you want? We should say a little summary of Atochanatanu. Somebody who will say that and say that will think that Atochanatanu is now an independent bracha. He's going to say, since you're mentioning in a Havineinu, and what is Havineinu? A synopsis of every bracha. So if you're saying something about Atochanatanu, Atochanatanu must be an independent bracha. Now when you're going to daven Shemon Esrei in a regular Matzoi Shabbos, instead of just making Atochanatanu part of Atochanin, like we do, you're going to think Atochanatanu is an independent bracha, which is incorrect. So to avoid that, you have to say regular Shemon Esrei. But what's relevant to us is, it says, or Shem Kippurim. Yom Kippurim evening. Alma or Urtahu. Shema Mina, again a proof. Toshma, the final proof. The Tanish Be Shmuel, we learned in the Brights in Shmuel's Yeshiva. Leil Abba Osa, the night, here it doesn't say or, it says Leil Abba Osa, Baikin as a Chametz La'or Hanay. Alma or Urtahu. So we see or means night. So the Gemara retracts to what it said at the beginning of the Gemara in yesterday's Taf. Ella Bein Rav Huna, Bein Rav Yehuda, to Kula Alma. Everybody has to agree or Utahu. That or means night, and that's when we buy the chametz. V'loy pligi, and there is no machloikis. Ma ki asrei or ma ki asrei. Everybody used the terminology that they used in their city. But asrei Rav Huna, kari nagi. Yesterday we said that Rav Huna said or means nagi. What does nagi mean? Nagi means light. So we automatically defined it to mean day. And that's how we got into this whole discussion. But now, the Gemara is saying that Nagi means light. It doesn't mean day. And when the Rav Huna said light, he meant night. If you meant night, why did you say light? Loshen Sagi Nohor. It's a loshen of a euphemism. And just like in Shas, a blind person is called Sagi Nohor. What Sagi Nohor means? He has a lot of vision. He doesn't have any vision, he's blind. But we use a euphemistic language. Here too, when he meant night, he used the language of Nagi, but he meant night. Obasid Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda lived Kari Laili. It's called night. Ask the Gemara, V'tani didon, maitama lo k'tani laila, instead of using or. And we spent almost two blot trying to understand what or meant. We should have just said, laila, lail, and we wouldn't have, we'd be already up to Daf Gimel. So the Ran asks a very obvious question. He says, why did the Gemara only choose to ask this question on our Mishnah? You could have asked this question. We just listed numerous brises where the brisa uses the word or, and it means night, and we never have a question, why did you say or? Why didn't you say Lyle? So the Ran says, in all the other brises, it was obvious that the word or means Lila. So where it's obvious that the word or means Lila, I have no problem using the word or. In our Mishnah, however, as we've seen very well, or is ambiguous language. We don't know if it means night, we don't know if it means morning, we don't know what it means. So therefore the Gemara asks very well, why don't you use a language which is clear? Say Lila. Says the Gemara, Lishtam al Yehuda Nakit. The Tana wanted to use a nice language. Or is a nicer word than Lila. Lila means darkness. Or means light. A person should not say anything not nice. And since or is a nicer word, we use that word. So the Mefarshim say, that doesn't mean we'd ever use the word Lila. We have the word Lila many times in Shas. But at the beginning of the Masechta, there's a few shot him here. The beginning of Masechta, we want to begin the Masechta with a nice word, because there's a pasuk can tell him, Pesach Devorcha Yoir. When you start speaking, it should shine, it should be nice. So the first words of our Masechta, we want to begin with a nice word, or. Derived, we quoted him yesterday, said the reason we use the word or is to teach us that we should do Bedikas Chametz right at, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, right at the beginning of the Zman. So that's why we say or, when there's still a little light left from the previous day. I saw another pshat from Reb Tzadik. Masechta Pesachim, represents Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was Zoichet Yetzias Mitzrayim, not anybody else. Why were we Zoichet Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because we're Miyuchasim. We come from the Avos, from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We're special. A special person speaks differently. He speaks with a Lashon Me'alya. So that's why, to show how did we get out of Mitzrayim, because we were special. How are you special? By the way you speak. Now the Ben Yoyada focuses on this language of the Gemara. La'olam al yotzi adam davar megur mipiv. A person should never speak something not nice. The Gemara should have been positive. You should speak nicely. Why did the Gemara say it, so to speak, in the negative? So he says two reasons. He says, first of all, sometimes a person is going to think to himself, you know, I'm speaking to Russia. You're not supposed to spend time speaking to Russia. So it's better to speak quickly, not nicely, just not to have to spend time with Russia. Says the Gemara, La'olam. Never speak not nicely. Furthermore, he says, there are two types of not nice things. There's some things that are inherently not nice. They were born not nice. A chazer, I'm going to talk about a Norman Bayes, is not nice. It's a tamei animal. And then you have things that were tohor and became tamei. So I would think maybe something that was tohor and became tamei, that's very unfortunate. That I shouldn't speak about in that way. But something that was born that way, what do you want? La'olam, never speak. But then he says, still, what's the language of al yotzi adam davar megur mipiv? That even though we're being, and we're going to learn the Gemara together, being so makbid and not speaking not nicely, but a person who's quoting his Rebbe, he should always quote his Rebbe the way his Rebbe said the shir, even if his Rebbe could have said it nicer. La'olam al yotzi adam davar megur mipiv, from his mouth. When you're initiating the conversation, there be careful to say it nicely. But if you're repeating it, repeat it accurately.
What about when you have
Yimach
Shemoy
or Shemesh Shom Yirko? That's what Allah says to do. Where do we find this? Shrei Ike Makasa Shmoni Oisius. The Pasuk went out of its way to add eight letters, and we know how every letter in the Torah is so valuable. The Lahoitza Dov Megur Mepiv didn't say something not nice. Shinemar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Noach about what animals should be brought into the Teva. Min HaBehema HaTahira on HaBehema Shenena Tahira. Instead of saying Tomei, there's a wonderful shot from Pinchas Karitza here. Pinchas Karitza asked this question. He says that if you look in the Pasuk, this is the second time the Pasuk says Min Behema Tahira on Behema Sheinena Tahira. The Pasuk says it earlier when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach which animals to bring in. Also he says Min Behema Tahira and Behema Sheinena Tahira. So why does the Pasuk, the Gemara, quote the second time, not the first time? So he says like this. Rashi says, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram to bring Yitzchak for the Kedah, he said, Asbincha Yechitcha Shahafta. So Rashi says, why did he make such a long speech? To give him more schar. So the first time when a Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling Noach what to do, of course he's going to say it longer, because he wants Noach to get more schar. But in the second time, it's just reporting what happened. Why is the Pasuk being so lengthy? That must be the reason, because we want to be careful with what we say. That's why the Gemara quoted it the second time, not the first time. Rapapa Matesha. Rapapa says, I'll show you a pasuk where it says nine extra words. Shnemar, ki yeh b'cha ish ashloyeh atoy mikra layla. If a person's not pure, he shouldn't go to the army. And he could have said tame. So the Mepharshim say, what is the difference between the first pasuk and the second pasuk? Why do I need both pasukim? So they say the first pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking directly to Noach. The second pasuk is not a direct conversation. So I would think maybe only when you're speaking directly is there halacha, being careful. So the Gemara is showing us no matter what, whether you're speaking directly or whether you're speaking indirectly, it makes no difference. You always have to speak nicely. Revi Rama Eser. You have 10 words. We have 10 letters because you have to add an extra vav for Tatar. Vachva Yakva Meshesh Esrei 16. Shnema, there where David didn't want to come to Shaul's feast, he said Ki Omer Mikru Bilti Tohu Kiloi Tor, instead of just saying Tomei. Why isn't this pasuk quoted? This pasuk has 16 letters. So first said, because this is a pasuk from Navi, the previous man, the Omrim, preferred to bring a pasuk from Torah, from Chumash. Tanya the Beir of Shmuel, La'oy Lam Yisaper Adam V'Loshon Nekiyah. The Torah, your person should always speak nicely. Shabazov kar merkav. If the halacha is, we spoke about this halacha, if a zov sits on rides or something, what he sits on becomes tamei. When a male is sitting on it, it says Merkav, what he rides on. Be'isha, by woman, it says Karam Moshav, what she sits on, because women don't ride on animals with their feet on the two sides of the animal, because it's not sneistic. Vaymer, there's another pasuk in Iyuv, the Tifcha Lashon Arumim, you should speak the language of the smart people. Vaymer, das vasai birim milu, my words are clear. My Vaymer, why do we need these extra pasuk? Psukim. V'chitei mahani milu b'daraisa. When we're speaking about the raisa, there we have to speak b'lashon akiya. Avu b'drabbanon loy, when we're speaking about the rabbanon, we don't have that requirement. Toshma v'Vaymer. V'tifcha lashon umim. Yeah, even when the rabbanon, you have to speak nikiya. V'chitei mahani milu b'drabbanon. When we're speaking about the rabbanon, avu milu de almaloy. When just a conversation between people, there is no chiyuv to have a lashon akiya. V'ayim v'das v'asai birim milalu. That always speak nicely. Ask the Gemara, or be isha like Siba Merkav. By women, the Torah never uses the language Merkav. V'ksiva tokim Rivka v'narasel v'takavna l'gmalim. When Rivka and her girl maidens were traveling to Yitzchak, so it says v'takavna. And it says the Gemara, hosim b'shum b'susu d'gmalim. Usually women don't ride on an animal that way. But since the camel is a high animal, so she was scared that she'll fall off, so she did ride that way. So that's why Urchihi. Ksiv Ksiv, this week's parasha. V'yikach Moshe's ishtoi v'esperonov, v'yakiveim ala chamor. He took his wife and his sons, and he took him on a chamor. So it's not a gamel, and we're talking about Tzipira, Moshe's wife, and it says v'tekavna, and it says the Gemara, hosam mishum bonov Urchihu. His sons were males. They were out to ride on Rechiva. So Tzipora went that way also. Asked him of Ksivi, he...
They rode, or it says Ksiv, Lashon Rechiva?
They went. It says Lashon Rechiva. They rode. They rode. They rode, because they're males. The Ksivi, he Recheves al Chamor. This is when Avigail is approaching David, and it says Recheves. Says the Gemara a few trotsim. Hosam should be Susa Delilah Urchahu. She was coming at night, so she was scared, so that's why she rode that way. Vibaytem Mishum Bisosa Delilah Lekka. Night is not the concern. Mishum Bisosa David, because she was going to confront David. That was a frightening moment. Vibaytem Bisosa David Lekka. She wasn't scared of David. Mishum Bisosa Dahari, because she was riding up a mountain, which was dangerous. That's why she rode that way. Ask the Gemara, Uvaraisa Milak Siftame. We're saying that we always want to use a lashon nekiya, and the Torah doesn't use the word tamei. Says the Gemara, "Al kol hechadichya dadi nanu." If all things being equal, mishtoi b'lashon nekiya, we'll use a lashon nekiya. Kol hechad nefish mili, but when the words are extra, mishtoi b'lashon katzara, then we prefer, even at the expense of not being so nice, to speak in the most concise manner. Kol amrav huna merav. Vamalei Amrav Huna Amrav Mishum Rameya La'olam Yishan Adam LeTalmidav Derech Ketzara. A person should always speak and teach his Talmidim in the most concise manner. So Rashi asked the obvious question: if now the Gemara is telling that conciseness is the number one priority, so then we go back to all these Pesukim, then why by Noach does it say Asher Lo'itar? Should it say Tamei? So Rashi answers that we had to set the concept of Nekiya. We had to set it down once. Once we set it down, at Parashas Bereishis or in other places, then we could follow this rule that conciseness goes first. But then I saw another teretz from the Dubna Magid. Beautiful teretz. He says it, Kedarkoi, with a mashal. He says, there was once in a town a person who was a schnorrer, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu helped him, he became very wealthy. But since he was originally a schnorrer, they called him Herschel the Schnorrer. One day, and he had a next door neighbor, he bought himself a nice house in the middle of town, and his next door neighbor was a very chashuv person, a Talmud Chacham, who was always very special. Somebody comes knocking on this Talmud Chacham's door, he says, where does Herschel live? So this Talmud Chacham's son says, oh, you mean Herschel the Schnorrer? He lives next door. His father hears the son, he says, that's not the way to call a person. You're not supposed to speak about a person that way. Okay. A week later, a shatkin comes to this Talmud Chacham. He says, I have a shidduch for your son. Yeah, who? Herschel's daughter. He said, Herschel the Schnorrer? You want his daughter for my son? What kind of bizarre is this? So the son comes over to the father and says, I don't understand. When I called him Herschel the Schnorrer, you were angry at me. And now you call him Herschel the Schnorrer and it's fine. What's going on? So he says there's a very big difference. You were just saying his name. So just to say his name, why do you have to say Herschel the Schnorr? And what's wrong if you just say Herschel? I was trying to make a point. When you're making a point, you got to make the point. So he says like this. If the Torah is just reporting something, you could say Loi Tahor. You don't have to say Tameh. When the Torah wants to tell us not to do something, because by doing it you're going to become Tameh, you got to make the point. So you have to say Tameh. Now, the Gemara says, La'olam yishana adam l'talmidai b'derech katzara. What's pshat b'derech katzara? The Gemara should have said, La'olam yishana adam l'talmidav b'katzara. What's derech katzara? So I saw for the Manistrician, the Rebbe, that he says, b'derech katzara, the Gemara is not just teaching us a lesson on how to teach Torah. The Gemara is teaching us a lesson on life. A person should always go b'derech katzara. What does that mean? Sometimes, following Torah mitzvahs could be complicated. Could be complicated, difficult. Shvetz is an ayid. But at the end of the day, we'll see that it's darucha shi katzara. It was the wrong way, but it's really short. La'olam yishana adam l'talmidav. A person should teach his family and his talmidim. But derech, he should go on the way and the derech ha'tayra, which at the end will be the katzara, the short way. But Rav Shach makes a wonderful observation. He says, when the Rambam quotes this halacha of La'olam yishana adam l'talmidav b'derech katzara, he says the Rambam doesn't say it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says in Hilchos Teyos. He says it belongs in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So he says it's not just a lesson for Talmud Torah. It's a lesson for life. La'olam, for everything. Look at what is the right way, what's the derech katzara, and that's the way you should take the path you should take. Ask the Gemara, the kol hechadi kadadi ninu. Mishtoi v'loshin kovid, is that true? Whatever, everything else being equal, we use the nicer language. V'recheves v'yeshevus the kadadi ninu. The word recheves and the word yeshevus are the exact same amount of letters. Become recheves. For the same money, you could have said yeshevus. Answer the Gemara recheves. It says recheves without a vav, so recheves is shorter than yeshevus. Ask the Gemara, ask Tosfos the obvious question. So write, you could have written yeshevus without a vav too. If you'd have yeshevus without the vav, it'll again be the same amount of letters. So Tosfos says you can never have yeshevus without a vav unless you have a reason not to write the vav. You can't just omit a vav from yeshevus without a reason, because the halacha is otherwise you have to have a drasha, and there would be no drasha, so I can't just omit it. By Rechevis you can have it without the vav, without meaning, without any special need. But Yeshevis you can't. Says the Gemara, Hana trei talmidim to have a yasir kamei the Rav. There were two talmidim in front of Rav. Chad of a shvisin haishmatza. Today was a hard shear, and I feel kedover achemasankin, like a tired pig. In the Shas, a pig is called a dover acher. Chad of a shvisin haishmatza kigdi masankin. This Gemara, the shear, tired me out like a tired goat. Blashtai Rabba Hadi the Haich. Rab didn't speak with the Talmud that spoke about a pig instead of a goat. So Mefarshim ask, the point of the Gemara here is that this person shouldn't have spoken about a pig. Why do we have to talk about the Talmud that said about a goat? That's not the relevant point. So I saw two terutzim. One is that you see that you could say it in a nice way. So if you could say it in a nice way, why say it in that nice way? Another Tarot I saw is like this. Rav was angry at this Talmud. But there's two reasons Rav could have been angry. One is he was angry because he spoke about a pig. Why are you speaking about pigs? Or maybe he said he could have been angry. Why do you say the shear tires you out? Tire is supposed to be a shmak. It's not supposed to tire you out. So the Gemara said that all the Talmud said he was tired. Rav didn't get angry at him. So Rav's not angry at you for getting tired. There's nothing wrong with getting tired. There's something wrong with not speaking nicely. Hani trei talmid av yasik made the hill. There were two talmid that were sitting by hill. V'chabinai Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai. One of them was Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai. V'amlei kamei the Rebbe. V'chabinai Rabbi Yochanan. Charam b'nei ba boitzim b'tahara v'moisk m'tahara. We learned in Masechta Erevin many times that food, in order to be able to be susceptible to tumah, has to become wet. So therefore, the halacha is that the basket in which they cut grapes, they collect the grapes, should be tar. Because if the grapes get wet because juice is oozing out of them, and the basket is tamei, now the grapes will become tamei. But that's by grapes. By olives, even if the basket is tamei, and there is juice that oozes out of the olives, that juice is not considered juice. It's not anything that's significant that can make the olives mukshel kamal tumma. So he said, "Memnei bab boitz mitara." We're careful to cut grapes with tahara, vei moist mitara, but we don't cut great olives with tahara. The charam and the other ones, "Memnei bab boitz mitara." By tahara, he said the same thing. Or moist mitumah. By the olives, instead of saying tahara, he said we do it with tumah. So omam. So this one used a nice language, and this one didn't. Omam muftachni b'zeh shemayah rabbi Yisrael. I'm confident that the one that spoke nicely will one day be a rav. And Taka, he became a rav. So Mefarshim say again, what do we have to? So we bring both terminologies to show the contrast. And again, they say, why was he a Meirei Ra? Why from everything was he zoich to be a Meirei Ra? So one pshat I saw is because a Meirei Ra, a person that people ask shailas to, has to be able to talk. He has to be able to answer. When somebody comes to you with a shaila, you have to be able to answer. So he had the gift of speaking properly so he could be a Rav. Another pshat I saw is the pasuk says, L'havdil ben atomei v'atar l'hoiris es p'nei Yisrael. Somebody who's able, l'havdil, to speak properly, he could be a Meir HaRah. And the Ben Ishchai points out, B'Yisrael, it's not just that he was a Rah, B'Yisrael, that he was famous, that everybody accepted him as a Meir HaRah. Hana Tlosa Kahani. There were three Kahanim that were speaking about the Lechem upon him. We know that every week they put Lechem upon him into the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. And then every Shabbos they took out the old lechem upon him and put a new lechem upon him and divided it up amongst the Kohanim, some to the old Mishmah, some to the new Mishmah. So they were discussing how much they received. Charam aloi hagiani kipol. I got a small piece like a bean. V'charam hagiani kizayis. I got the mount of a kizayis. V'charam hagiani kizov halto. I got the mount of the tail of a lizard, which is one of the Tamei de Geshrotzim. They found that he was taka. There was a problem with his yichus. Ask the Ravain, but the halach is that we see a kohen doing avoida, we don't have to check any further. We can be certain that he's a miyuchus. So this kohen obviously did avoida. So if he did avoida, why are they changing, checking him out? And in fact, there's a machloikus we shine him if this halach even applies to Yisraelim, because we said earlier that shechita can be done by Yisrael. So if a Yisrael does shechita for carbon, there's a machlok shishanim, is that also a definitive proof that he's a meyuchas? Says the Gemara, loy tam shemetz psul, not that he was proud with his yichetz, el eimo shachetz psul. We saw that his behavior was inappropriate. Why are you speaking this way? Bibay seima shani hosom diiyu de'ari nafshe. He raised the question by himself. What was the question? Because he spoke this way, there must be something that we don't know about him. So there's a few shailas here. The first shaila is, how could they have given somebody less than a kazayis? The loch is, you always have to get a kazayis. Less than a kazayis is not a chila. So how could he gotten a pull or less? So Mefarshim say a few terutzim. One terutz is that din is not relevant to lechem upon him. Another terutz is, when we say you have to have a kazayis, it doesn't mean that you have to have a kazayis of lechem upon him. Let's say they got a little bread and they got some meat, kachim with it. Between the kachim and the bread, they had a kazayis. Another pshat is that you don't have to have that one person should eat the kazayis. If a group of people together eat the kazayis, it's already good enough. But then there's another question that the Mefarshim ask. We know that they were very careful to be fair, that everybody should get the same amount. Here we see that they didn't all get the same amount. This one got a pull, this one got a kazayis, this one got a different amount. What's going on? So Mefarshim say it wasn't the same week. Every week they got a different amount based on the amount of Kahanim. So one week they got pull size, one week they got Kazayah size. Says the Gemara, Hahu Armo, there was a guy that was solid for Ochel Pesach in Shlaim. He would go and eat a Karmen Pesach in Shlaim. Omar, he said, the Torah says, Ksiv Kol Benechel Ayochel Boy. A guy is not allowed to have from the Karm Pesach. It says, somebody doesn't have a meal is not allowed to have from the Karm Pesach. And I'm going to show you, I will eat. Omlei Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira wanted to get him caught. So he says, Mikos Sofalach Ma'alya. When they divide up the portion, do they give you from the tail? Omlei Loi. So he says, no. So he says, they're not giving you what you deserve. He told him, Kisalkus lahasam, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim next time for Pesach, aim Elohu, tell them, softly me'alya, I want from the tail. Kisalik, so when he came up, amu me'alya softly, give me from the tail. Amle, alya, l'gavoya salka, the tail is burnt. What do you want from the tail? So they saw something was wrong here. They got suspicious. Amle, man amalachachi, who told you that you should ask for the tail? Amle, Yehuda ben Beseira. So he said, Yehuda ben Beseira. So now they knew something was going on, because Yehuda ben Beseira knew that the tail, he knew, everybody knows, that the tail is burnt. Amle, Mayhu de Kaman, something's going on here. Bot Gebasrei, they checked him out. Vashke Chudar Mahu, they found that he was a goy v'katlu, and they killed him. So there's a lot to say here. The first question is, what's the connection between this Gemara and the previous Gemara? So the answer is a beautiful answer. The truth is, a carbon Pesach can be brought from a keves or a gedi. A keves is a ram, it has a tail. A gedi is a goat that doesn't have a tail. So how did he know that this guy brought a carbon Pesach from a ram that has a tail? Maybe he's bringing a goat and there's no tail and he won't get caught. So he said, because he said, shufri the shufri, I only get the best. So from what he said, he was able to catch him, which is connected to the previous Gemaras. From the way a person talks, we could catch him. Now, the next question is that how did they give him to eat all these years without checking him out? So Taisa says, from here we see that a person who comes to the Beis HaMikdash and says he's a Jew, we have no reason to think differently, we could believe what he says. Now there's another question. Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira there? Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira there? So Taisus says two terutzim. One terutz is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was an old man who couldn't walk anymore, so he's parted from bringing Karim Pesach, or he didn't own any property. Since he didn't own any real estate, he's not mechuyif to bring a Karim Pesach. So Mefarshim say everybody has a shir in Eretz Yisrael. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira have a shir in Eretz Yisrael? So I saw a terutz like this. Who was Eretz Yisrael given to? It was given to the Yoytzei Mitzrayim. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was a descendant of Shevet Ephraim. Shevet Ephraim, there was a group of Shevet Ephraim that left Mitzrayim before the time. So they weren't Yoytzei Mitzrayim. They didn't get a shir in Eretz Yisrael. Since they didn't get a shir from Eretz Yisrael, that's why he didn't have a share of property in Eretz Yisrael. Shochle Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So after the story, they sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shomlach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They sent him a bracha. Da'at ben Netzivin. You live in Netzivin. Umetzdoska prus b'Yerushalayim. But your influence goes to Yerushalayim. So I saw, why was the bracha Shalom Lecha? The bracha Shalom Lecha was that you should be Shalom b'gufay. You should be healthy. Shalom b'money. You should be wealthy. You should have property. And like that, next year you'll come to bring your own carbon Pesach. The Ben Ishchai says, the at benetzivim, what does it have to make a difference where you are? The point is that mitzdoska prus b'Yerushalayim, that you have influence in Yerushalayim. What's the difference where he is? So he says, beautiful, that a person in Eretz Yisrael, a person in Yerushalayim, should have influence in the whole world. That makes sense. Ki mitziyayin teitzei taira. From Eretz Yisrael, we have influence in the whole world. But a person in Chutz La'aretz should have influence on Israel? That we don't find. At benetzivim, of ruscha mitzuda b'Yerushalayim, that's something that's something that's rare. Now, there's one more question before we go to the next piece. They killed the guy. He's mechuyev misa. So there are rishonim that say that the pasuk of kol benecha layoich labai is the Torah speaking to the goyim and saying, you goyim are not allowed to eat from the Karim Pesach, and if you do, you're mechuyev misa. It's a very big chiddush that the Torah is being written to goyim. The Torah is not written for goyim. The Torah is written for Jews. So another Teretz I saw is that he got Misa because he went in the Beis HaMikdash without permission. Now I just go into the Beis HaMikdash. Only let him go to the Beis HaMikdash when you have a valid reason. He had no right to go there because he doesn't deserve part of the Karim Pesach. A third Teretz that I saw from Elchanan Wasserman is that although Goyim are not Mechuyiv in most mitzvahs, Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach they're Mechuyiv. One of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach is Geneva, Gzela. He was a Ganef. He didn't deserve a portion and he took one. That's why he was Mechuyiv Misa. Shadru Rabbanon Rabbi Shubrei Dravidi. Rabbanon sent Rabbi Shubrei Dravidi. Amle Zo No, I'm sorry. Rav Kahana Cholish. Rav Kahana was sick. Shadru Rabbanan Rav Yishua B'Reid Ravidi. So Rabbanan sent Rav Yishua B'Reid Ravidi. Armulei Zil B'Doik Medine. Let's go see how he's feeling. Also Ashkechei D'Noch Nafshei. He saw that he passed away. Karel Levusha. He ripped Kriya. But then he sewed it back up. V'Hadra L'Karel L'Churei. And he put it back. U'Brachi V'Ossi. And he came crying because he was very depressed that his Rav Kahana died. Amalei nach nafshei. So they obviously figured out that Rav Kahana must have passed away. Amalei no lo kaemna. I never said it explicitly. Moitzi dibiksil. Somebody who says something bad is a fool. And I don't want to say anything explicitly that's bad. I saw from the Sefer Chadashim Gam Yishonim, what pshat v'hadra l'kare, he put back the kriya. So pshat's like this. Sometimes a person dies, so when somebody dies, everybody's in grief. A person leaves the world. But when a Talmud Chacham dies, you only really start to feel it much later. So it happened like this. He ripped Kriya, then he put it back to tear it again. He said, now I feel it, but I'm going to feel it even worse later when we get the full impact of the passing of the Talmud Chacham.
Right.
Says the Gemara, Yoyanech HaKakah, Nafil Kriyaisa. Yoyanech HaKakah, Rashi says it was a nickname. Taisa says either because Chukakah means he was a cipher or he came from the city of Chakuka. He also Amalei Chitim Nasu Yafis. They want to know how was the wheat crop this year. So they asked him, are the wheat good? Amalei Sarim Nasu Yafis. The barley was good. Amalei Tzair Ubasel Susum Chamayrim. In other words, instead of telling them that the wheat wasn't good, he said the barley was good, they'll figure it out. So they told him, what you told us, you should tell the animals. Barley is animal food. The Ksiv HaSarim HaTamvim. Barley and straw, lasusim l'rechish, go to horses, to animals. So they were upset the way he answered. Asked him, my havelei l'meimer. What should he said? You're not supposed to say bad news. So how could he have gotten the point across? So Gemara gives two options. Either he could have said, ishtakud nas nechitin yofis. Last year the wheat was good. And they would have understood that last year was good, but this year it isn't. Inami adashim nas yofis. Instead of speaking about barley, which is animal food, which doesn't interest us, he should have said that the beans are good, the lentils are good, which is at least human food, and they would have understood that the lentils are good and the barley isn't. That, but you should always speak about yofis, what's nice.